This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We got a drudge siren. We're in a post on the info to Infowars.com. And I've got some big breaking news on North Korea. But we've got a Mueller indicts 16 Russians. So that's how he intends to hopefully get somebody to make something up against Trump. We knew that was coming. Let's get Roger Stone in here ASAP. He's here at the office right now, former head of the Trump campaign. So we got a rare drudge siren going. Let's go to this report, though, because he lays it all out with the Second Amendment. Tucker, psychiatric drugs, social alienation, broken families, war on men more relevant than gun control. And he's dead on. Here it is.
Decent person is horrified by what happened yesterday in Parkland. Every thoughtful person knows something horrible is going on in American society. Tragedies like this happen for a reason, and it probably doesn't have a lot to do with guns. The percentage of American households with firearms has dropped dramatically over the past 35 years. Meanwhile, the number of mass shootings has risen. If you're over 40, you did not grow up in a country like this. So the question is, what happened? It could be a lot of things. Far more Americans than ever before take psychiatric medications. Are outbursts of violence a potential side effect? We don't know, but it's possible. Does the social atomization of modern society play a role in all this? Well, spending life online does cause alienation. We know that. Last week, we interviewed author Johan Hari, who has studied the dramatic rise of depression in this country. As he pointed out, the most common answer to the question, how many close friends do you have, is now zero. A lack of meaningful relationships does cause despair. Perhaps in rare cases, it drives some to mass murder. Meanwhile, the nuclear family has collapsed nationwide. Does a generation of boys growing up without fathers pose a threat to this country? Of course it does. Why wouldn't it? Fatherlessness is one feature common to many mass shooters. Nobody's surprised by that. And what about men more broadly? As a group, men are not thriving in this country right now. Ignore the propaganda, and there's a lot of it. And instead, look at the numbers. Men kill themselves more, graduate less, and of course commit pretty much 100% of mass shootings. It's a disaster, which for some reason our elites persist in ignoring. In March, this show will begin a month-long series every Wednesday on what is happening to men. We hope it'll be interesting. But why haven't we been talking about this for years? And we're not saying any of these factors caused the massacre we saw yesterday. We don't know that. We are saying we ought to do our honest best as a nation to figure out what exactly is going on here. But we're not doing that. That vital conversation has been drowned out and made impossible by mindless screeching about gun control led by blustery charlatans in the media, you know exactly who they are, and also in Congress, whose only real agenda is moral preening. They aren't trying to solve the problem. Their aims are darker than that. Press a little bit and you'll see it. Sensible gun reforms? You hear that phrase a lot. You heard it all day today on cable news. What exactly does that mean, sensible gun reforms? Banning bump stocks? No. A piece on Vox.com today calls for a landmark gun control bill like the one Australia passed 22 years ago in 1996. That's the law that liberals are always telling you about. But the Australian law wasn't gun control, and it wasn't a voluntary buyback, no matter what they tell you. It was gun confiscation, a wholesale mandatory disarmament of the entire civilian population. Imagine what would happen if you tried that here in this country. America is not Australia for a bunch of reasons, including our history and our Bill of Rights. Imagine federal officials marching from house to house, seizing hundreds of millions of firearms from law-abiding citizens, and then fining and imprisoning those who resist. Vox approvingly calls this leadership. In fact, it's a recipe for bloodshed and civil war. It's nuts. Yet it is a common fantasy on the left. Dan Pfeiffer was a senior advisor to Barack Obama. Now he's a contributor at CNN, of course. Last fall, Pfeiffer wrote an article attacking his fellow Democrats for what he bluntly called fake moderation on guns. His advice was this: stop pretending to respect the Constitution and instead focusing on appointing judges who will nullify it. The goal? Gun seizures, ammunition regulation, the disarmament of the American population, a country where only the people in charge have guns and everybody else obeys. In the wake of yesterday's shooting, Pfeiffer's piece is going viral on the left. What he wrote is what they believe.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that for children and adults. We've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
We've got it. Mr.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
These conspiracy theories were first spread by radio talk show host Alex Jones.
But to get the employee at YouTube on tape admitting that they do it? I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones is a lunatic.
And if at that point somebody decides they're going to scroll past that and go find Alex Jones, well, they were looking for him to begin with anyway.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars went even further.
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a
great...
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes tomorrow.
InfoWars.
So right now, the war is the InfoWar.
You watch InfoWars?
I got a chant going.
Looking at widely reported information from InfoWars.
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 InfoWars. I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what Jason wants.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are well into the second hour broadcasting worldwide, and it just broke on DrudgeReport.com, one of the big epic sirens going there. Mueller indicts 16 Russians, and I've got the indictment here in my hands. We'll be going over it for you right now here live. Now, again, he can only indict two people so far, not for Russian collusion, but for making false statements to the FBI. This being the same special division of the FBI created by the Clintons and others that covers up for their crimes. But now they're just going to go after Russians they claim were involved in the elections. But it was actually Russians giving fake intel to Hillary, and then she was paying money via Fusion GPS and getting money from Uranium One by the tens of millions of dollars. But, oh, let's see if they're in there. Russians indicted in special counsel's probe for operations allegedly supporting Donald Trump in the election. Ah, nothing to do with Hillary. The special counsel's office said Friday the federal grand jury indicted 13 Russian nationals. That's the swamp out of D.C. did that. Now, remember, they had the lady running against Putin, funded by Soros, go to the prayer meeting last week and said that she was there for Trump because she is for him. Even though it's the opposite. It's, who knows? They could be indicting their own people who then make stuff up. The special counsel's office said Friday that a federal grand jury indicted 13 Russian nationals and three Russian entities in the probe into interference in the 2016 elections. The indictment says that the defendants allegedly, by early to mid-2006, until they started the giant wiretaps they said didn't exist, were supporting the presidential campaign of then-candidate Donald J. Trump and disparaging Hillary Clinton. You can have all the other foreign governments and UN and the Pope involved in our election in Saudi Arabia, but they're saying they can't even prove these Russians were involved trying to help Trump. That's Russian collusion. Not that Trump was involved. See how that works? An announcement from the special counsel Robert Mueller's office said that the government accuses all the defendants of conspiracy to defraud the United States. Three defendants are charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and bank fraud. Five defendants are charged with aggravated identity theft. So they're going to, oh my gosh, you can see it now. Oh, some of them might have been staying here illegally. Kind of like your maid might be here illegally and gave you a fake Social Security number. And they might have wired money wrong. I mean, that is just the telltale signs. And then here is the indictment. It's now up on Infowars.com. The United States of America, that means the Clinton Crime Syndicate. You should scratch that out, but Clinton Crime Inc. Versus who knows. And then it just goes into it here. The United States of America. Don't you love how that's who this guy supposedly is? And then you go through all these Concord Catering. Oh, I bet the Russians tried to get catering business. Oh, my gosh. Concord Management and Consulting. And you start reading this. Oh, yes. They're saying they had social media accounts that weren't in their proper names. They're calling that wire fraud now. See, I mean, wow, this is, man, I thought it was like meeting with Trump with a suitcase of money. No. Defendants also used the stolen identities of real U.S. persons to post on organization-controlled social media accounts. Over time, the social media accounts became defendants' means to reach significant numbers of Americans. So they're going to claim that these guys said they were somebody else. You mean like Facebook, Twitter, and Google and all the government bots? Wow. Certain defendants travel to the United States under false pretenses for the purpose of collecting intelligence. Oh, so again, lied on visas to inform defendants' operations. Defendants also procured and used computer infrastructure, used partly in the United States to hide the Russian origin of their activities to avoid detection. I mean, this is nothing. Oh, my gosh, some Russians came here and had some social media accounts. Man, this is just bombshell. And I'm reading this. It said they tried to do business with other U.S. companies, not revealing they were Russians. What? And as they said, obtained visas through false and fraudulent statements. That's it. You could read the cover thing and see that. Wow. And it says starting in 2014, the defendants together tried to do business in the United States. I'm reading this. There's just nothing here. You normally put it right up front. So they tried to get contracts for food catering. Project Lakata had multiple components, some involving domestic audiences with the Russian Federation, others targeting foreign audiences in various countries, including the United States. So, again, like trying to communicate with on the Internet, that's espionage. The organization monthly budget for the project, 73 million Russian rubles, or $1,250,000, including approximately 1 million rubles in bonus payments. To conceal its involvement, Concord labeled the monies paid to the organization for Project Lakata, and payments revealed the software support development. And again, the way they can even make that sound is, you got sub companies and stuff, oh, it's criminal. And then it just goes through all this. I mean, this is a nothing burger. But I'm just reading this here on air. They had data analysis for marketing? Oh, my gosh. This is just ridiculous. They had a translator project, attempted to travel to the United States under false pretenses. So they're saying somebody lied on a visa. I mean, you're not even supposed to get a visa to come to the U.S. It's supposed to be wide open, according to the left. Served on the translator project and operated multiple U.S. personas that she used to post, monitor, and update social media content. So it looks like an ad agency for catering. Well, there you go. Looks like they were selling some ham sandwiches. They always said you can indict a ham sandwich. Object of the conspiracy. The conspiracy had as its object impairing, obstructing, and defeating the lawful governmental function of the United States by dishonest means in order to enable the defendants to interfere with the U.S. political electoral process. Well, this is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. And you heard, you know, Tucker Carlson, they say, must be a Russian agent, too. Because he says he's not a Russian agent. And if you say or not, you must be. And Rand Paul didn't want to bomb Russian forces in Syria. So McCain said, you're a Russian agent. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll be right back.
live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to have Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer with us in the next segment, responding to Robert Mueller's latest attack on the election of President Trump in 2016, now 15 months ago. He's indicted people for process, not for Russian collusion, for supposedly giving false statements to the FBI, which that shouldn't even be a federal law. It's totally unconstitutional. It's all up to them and their belief that you've done that. And then, of course, the FBI gets constantly caught lying, covering up evidence, planting evidence. I mean, it's just biblical, especially the different political groups within it connected to the Clintons. And now they've indicted 16 Russians for running social networks and catering and some other stuff. So we're going to have all of that coming up with the latest details. We also have a Highland College on lockdown for shots fired. We'll watch that unfolds. Several police agencies are responding to the Highline Community College campus report of shots fired. However, no shooting at the college has been confirmed. And I just hope there aren't any copycats with what we've been seeing, as we normally do, with any type of mass shooting. With the mass shooting in Florida, deputies called to his home 39 times. FBI botched the case. YouTube professional school shooter was his name. Video wasn't a strong lead. The FBI said shooter calls for power to detain over post. He was on meds, emotionally fragile. That's an Infowars.com article. Demon voices he was hearing. He arrived in an Uber. Threats, hoaxes, anxiety, arrest, uneasiness, grip schools, sells a bulletproof backpack, sore. By the way, we sell those, InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody really should have one. They're very lightweight and they're a good shield. That's from Infidel Body Armor. And also we have several other great brands. Florida students' grandfather survived 1949 school massacre. Media blamed Trump. Kimmel says president mentally ill. Facebook group says murder Republicans. And that's another Infowars.com article right there that's in the top of Drudge, right there at the bottom of the top links. And I'll go ahead and cover that report right now before we come back and get into the latest Mueller operations. Far-left group calls for murdering Republicans as revenge for Florida school shooting. And you saw Kimmel say it's Christians' fault, you dirty Christians. With money sticking out of your pockets. And that was last night. Dear crazed shooters, the GOP has frequent baseball practices. Well, we know one of your crazed shooters already did that. The far left group of Facebook is calling for people to murder Republican lawmakers who support the NRA as revenge for the Florida school shooting. The Unhinged Post appeared on Facebook called Milkshakes Against the Republican Party in the hours after the massacre at the majority Stoneman, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Dear crazed shooters, the GOP has frequent baseball practices. You really want to be remembered. That's how you do it. Signed, Americans tired of our political bathing in blood of the innocent. So kill some more people, right? For a few million dollars from the terrorist organization NRA, states the Post, and goes on from there. This is even bigger. Also another Infowars.com story. Fake news lie about Florida shooter being member of the white supremacist group. Turns out AP and others totally lied. No one ever said that. It wasn't true. He hadn't paramilitary trained at the group. But all the leftist media, including the AP, ran with it. And they're not retracting, even though other newspapers have. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, our story by Don Salazar is very lengthy, very detailed on DrudgeReport.com. Again, it's posted to NewsWars.com. Family says Florida school shooter autistic may have been on medication, was hearing devil's voices, had been on vacation. They think he may have gone off of it. That's when you really know that the inserts say, especially if you go off it quickly, do not do that. I had a girlfriend that was for a couple months back in college. It was a lot of fun. She was a nice girl. Her dad was a doctor. And she was just so happy and so nice. And she was on Prozac, actually on Prozac. Never meet anybody that's on the original Prozac, but she was on Prozac. And then she decided to go off of it. And about 2 days later, wasn't the sweet, giggly, bubbly nymphomaniac anymore. she was going to throw herself off a roof when I got the phone call. And I said, you know, I took care of her and got her to the family and everything. And then I said, we're not going to date anymore, sweetheart. But that's what that, I didn't even really understand she was on that stuff till later. But that's, I mean, they'll tell you 99% of the time they pull up at some house and a woman's cut her kid's arms off or drowned them in the bathtub or driven them off in a car or a lake or shot them. Cops walk in, open the pillbox cabinet, the medicine cabinet, and it is Luvox. It is serotonin reuptake inhibitors. It is there. It's almost like you don't even have to guess. It's just you know it, and that's why I call them suicide mass murder pills. And those are still big advertisers on Fox and CNN, and I don't want to criticize Hannity, but I have the clip. I didn't get to it yesterday just because I'm not going to go out of my way. But when I was on Piers Morgan 2013, they were going to have me on for a couple more segments, but I talked about you're the ones that have all these serotonin reuptake inhibitor pill ads, mass murderer pill ads, the inserts in it. And I saw them going, cut. They cut early to break, kicked me off. They were so pissed. One of Hannity's people brought up the psychotropic drugs and everything, and Hannity cut them off. Now, that's why I played that Tucker Carlson where he brought up the drugs. So I guess Fox has got a better standard than CNN and does allow that kind of stuff to come out. Or I guess Tucker Carlson can do whatever he wants on Fox, and that's a good thing. And I really like Tucker. Tucker sought out come on my show some. I guess getting his bona fides straight before he became Mr. Libertarian, which is great. He's always been a libertarian, but kind of became his true self, a lot more hardcore than he was on CNN, which I think is great. And then I've asked him on a few times, and he's like, Fox doesn't let me, sorry, which is true. Like, Napolitano used to want to come on. I used to go on his show, and then they banned it. And it's just like, you know, that's the News Corp, folks, because they want to control the Liberty Movement, not just have the Liberty Movement control the country. But I'm digressing. We'll come back with the big breaking news on the Russian indictment. We've got 16 Russians indicted by Mueller. It looks like we're having crooked toenails. We'll have all the details for you on the other side of the quick break with Roger Stone and with Owen Schroyer. But before we go there, just please don't forget, we're running a special through the weekend, and then it's got to stop. That is our super high-quality, super blue toothpaste for adults and children, and the fortified concentrated mouthwash as well with colloidal silver iodine. So good for the gums. So good for going after bacteria and viruses. Concentrated toothpaste. No fillers. 50% off. Fortified with iodine and colloidal silver. You can go to InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Sign up for AutoShip. It becomes a loss leader. You get an additional 10% off. You got 95% reviews by Power Reviews, third-party site. It is just $672, ladies and gentlemen, when you sign up for AutoShip. I mean, we're basically giving it away at that because it's so concentrated and so high quality. Other leading toothpaste, as we know, may have a half dollar a product in it. Ours has several dollars a product in it. Nobody does that. That's why we are the best. Super Blue, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. All right, we'll be back with the latest in the deep state war on America.
Top scientists and researchers agree we are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, remember about a month and a half ago, the last big wave of fake news, that they're desperate with only two indictments previously of U.S. citizens for not being colluding with Russians, but for supposedly giving false statements to the FBI about side issues. Those stories have all fallen apart as Russiagate has been exposed as a Democratic Party operation. But remember Behar when she announced, General Flynn admits he's a Russian agent. He's going to testify. They helped run the whole campaign. Yay, we got him. Remember that?
Back to the show.
Breaking news.
Oh, my God. Oh, breaking news. ABC News' Brian Ross is reporting Michael Flynn promised full cooperation to the Mueller team and is prepared to testify that as a candidate, Donald Trump directed him to make contact with the Russians.
Yay! We'll kill the economy. Our president's a traitor. Yay! F America over. Yay! I mean, that would be horrible. Even if I hated Obama or something, that came out, I'd be like, God, this is horrible. But at least we're cleaning it up. It's totally made up. The Clintons are up their eyeballs. So now Mueller can't find Trump, his family. He can't even get obstruction on them. So now to have something, this is face saving. It just hit me, Owen Schroyer, that they're going to go after low level Russians that were running catering services and online consulting and had. And you know, RT, you know, had some bots. Yeah, because they got sold a ad package by Twitter. That's what they come and advertise to you of what story to run that are popular in the U.S. during the election. You know, So that's all they've got. So he's just desperately wanting to find something, indicting 13 no-name Russians and three companies that are just beyond small potatoes. You know, you get the thing of French fries, and you eat all the, and then there's like little tiny burned bits at the bottom that aren't even worth eating. I mean, these are like a speck of a speck. There's like, I've read the indictment now, almost all of it. You've read over it, but it doesn't matter. Like you said, Owen, Twitter is like, my God, it's like, oh, we caught Trump, you know, Putin's wee-wee holster. You know, we caught him in bed with Putin. It's over. Yay!
Well, there's nothing even in this that I've seen that even mentions Trump other than these Russian bots, they're saying, on social media that are tweeting about Trump, forming social media groups about Trump. And we'll get to that in a second. But think about the timing of this, Alex. They released it the week of the Florida shooting. While the Florida shooting is dominating the media, the Florida shooting is dominating everything, the Democrats are freaking out. And then they just insert this kind of in the back burner, like, oh, yeah, here's our Russian collusion. Here's the official document, while everyone is still talking about the shooters and talking about the shooting. So they released this intentionally, I think, while everyone was talking about the shooting, so that nobody will actually dig into the nuts and bolts in this, because it's nothing. It's incredible. If they're going to indict people...
Well, I mean, they did have Facebook accounts and catering.
But if they're going to be indicting people over fake Facebook accounts, I mean, where are they going to stop?
There's about 100 of them of me.
So that's what I'm saying. So it's like, how can you use this as an indictment or And look at
but
this.
See, that's why they sent out hundreds of thousands of letters now saying you're all Russian bots. And then even Twitter did a study and said these are real people. These are not Russian bots.
No, I've got the Russian collusion right here. According to Mueller's indictment on April 6, 2016, an excerpt from a Russian advertisement says, you know, a great number of black people support us saying that Hillary Clinton is not my president. That was from a Russian bot. That's Russian collusion.
That's their proof.
April 7th here, Alex, April 7th. I say no to Hillary Clinton. I say no to manipulation. That was paid for by a Russian bot. We've got him. We've got him right here, Alex. We've got him on October 14th. We've got him right here on October 14th. Among all candidates, Donald Trump is the one and only who can defend all police from terrorists. It's right there. It's right there in the document.
And that means if these marketing companies piggybacked on anything else people were putting out, the whole thing's a fraud. This is what they say. They say if any Russian marketing of any type is connected to anything, even though they admit it's less than 1% of the internet activity, the truth is the Russians are not good at this. What about Hollywood? What about the big Hollywood firms admitted they created over 100 fake news accounts and flooded the web with fake news against Trump and against America? Last night, my son wanted to watch TV. We turned on Netflix. I never look at hardly ever. And it was like, I was like, I've seen 10 different documentaries in here about Trump being a shyster. And so I watched one of them with my son last night, and it was all made up crap. I mean, it's like you know he's good because Hollywood and everybody hates him. And then exactly, tell people what page that's on, because this is where they show.
This is on page 20 of 37.
This shows the total devil bot. You know, I wanted to do a joke video where a news van pulls up. I almost wanted to hire like real reporters to do it as a joke. And they run here, and like, there's a guy who's like a little bot outfit. They have like a little red cherry out there, like beep, 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 beep. And you like knock the door open and like,
zero.
It's me, beep, 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 beep.
And it's like our Russian bot coming to tell us what to do. So, yeah, there's the page right there that has. But Alex,
I say no to Hillary Clinton. So join our Hillary Clinton for president. I created Hillary for president 2016.
Yeah, we literally
not
made
the Russians.
And you can probably find the date that we started that was before any of these tweets that they're
making. No, we've been selling that shirt. Well, they were all we've been selling that shirt for like six months before that.
Watch out, Alex. They're going to indict you next.
Donald wants to defeat terrorism. Hillary wants to sponsor. Well, that was us saying that. Vote Republican, vote Trump, support the Second Amendment. Oh, my God. They even said the Second Amendment is now Russian. I've seen newscasts where they say, oh.
The Washington Post.
That was 2 weeks ago. That was Schiff. He said the Second Amendment's a Russian plot. there's a press conference.
No, I know. The Washington Post published it.
Here, go back to this. Go back to this. Hillary Clinton doesn't deserve the black vote. That's Roger Stone and us exposing, you know, how she said blacks aren't human. We said that a year before that. Trump, notice all these are our talking points. It's all us because
and it's
we're
all
vicious.
After we said it.
Trump is our only hope for a better future.
So if anything, we're influencing Russia.
Oh, look, hashtag Hillary for prison. I sat there over 2 years ago in that office.
You didn't build it.
And I said hashtag Hillary for prison. I created that.
You didn't.
I did. I created that. That's me.
You didn't start that hashtag. You didn't start that business.
Well, she gave me the credit before. She said, I'm a dark, evil heart, and I came up with it.
No, I bet
we
you
cannot
find...
trust Hillary Clinton to take care of our veterans. I think that's just, who said that? The truth? Among all the candidates, Donald Trump is the one and only who can defend the police from terrorists. Well, remember, that was a Black Lives Matter, and that CNN was saying cops deserve to die. Remember? Hillary is a Satan. Well, I mean, I'm the one that said that. And her crimes and lies had proved just how evil she is. I think that's, these are Alex Jones quotes, I believe.
Let's keep rolling down here.
Russian. This is it. They're going to say Alex Jones is Russian from Russian stealing your talking points. If that, but here's the other thing, Alex. What they do is they try to trick you. Where if you just read the introduction, they're like, oh, well, various social media accounts, and then bank fraud and wire fraud, and then you get into it. The only bank fraud was Russians allegedly, according to this, stealing U.S. identities to make bank accounts to then pay for political advertisements. So, again, nothing to do with Trump. That's the bank's fault. If there's,
well, by the way, you've got the EU, you've got the Vatican, you've got Obama telling foreigners to vote. You've got Hillary Foundation getting billions of dollars. Let's bring Roger Stone in. He's out on the road right now. He's here in Austin and taking care of some business, so he's not in studio with us. Roger, what in Toledo do you make of this? Because, I mean, I'd read much of the indictment. I hadn't read the Alex Jones quotes, and I'm not trying to take credit where it's not due. Most of these came directly out of my mouth, a few of them out of yours. So they're taking American talking points that we put out way before these bots ever arrived. These bots jumped on the bandwagon like anybody does in advertising. That's what you do is hijack memes. And then now this is the proof, Roger. So Hillary for prison 2016 isn't a T-shirt we sold 100,000 of that filled the RNC. No, it's a Russian bot, Roger.
Yeah, where's the collusion? Where's the coordination and conspiracy with the Trump campaign? Nowhere in this indictment. This is meant to bolster Mueller's sagging public relations. I think people have caught on to the fact that he has nothing. So he goes out and he indicts a bunch of low-level Russians. Yet, where's the connection to the Trump campaign, Trump's family, Trump's campaign, Trump's associates?
There's nothing.
He has none of that. Therefore, by definition, it reminds me of the old sandwich. I could have a ham sandwich if I had some ham. This guy has nothing, and this just kind of proves it. It's pathetic, really.
Well, that's why I made the joke. One of the businesses was catering. And so it appears they do have ham sandwiches on their menu. So the FBI has indicted a ham sandwich.
They always said that the FBI would indict a ham sandwich. They finally got
it. That's the name of this segment for sure.
Hold on, Roger. We're going to let you off the floor. We got to go to break. Stay there, Roger. We got to go to break. Well, that was Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, the guy they claim is the chief Russian mastermind. We don't have a single original thought unless Putin tells us. Now get on the phone and get Putin's latest order.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's Alex Jones.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, tried to shotgun with us. InfoWars host of the War Room, along with Roger, we have Owen Schroeder here with us. Here is the big, giant news breaking right now. 16 Russian entities, 13 Russians, 3 Russian entities have been indicted by Robert Mueller today. We have gotten the indictment. And in the indictment, they are indicted for protesting against Trump and then protesting for Trump. So there's your takeaway headline. After Trump was elected, they are reportedly then running protests against Trump, and part
before
of the
Trump before too,
yes,
before and after.
I mean, this is crazy. It's on page 13, 20, and 25. So I'm going to say this again: the Russians that they've indicted are super low level catering companies and stuff, little Facebook pages. They're claiming the Russians created Hillary for prison in 2016, even though I created it in 2015 and sold right at 100,000 T-shirts. That came out of my brain, because I saw it painted in somebody's yard on a yard sign. And I said, if somebody's painting that, that is really smart. And I came on air and I popularized it, not the darn Russians. But let's just stop right there. I'm going to say it again if you just joined us. The Mueller swamp grand jury indictment of 13 Russians and 3 companies, and the headlines are for collusion with Trump, says that before the campaign ended and after the campaign ended, when he was president-elect, the same Russian group was out there protesting Trump. What in the world is going on here? And I had heard Trump talk about this like a year ago. He said, oh, we've looked at this. Some of these little Russian groups were actually protesting me. So I guess he'd gotten the intel, but I don't believe anything Mueller says. This just sounds like a huge cop-out of Mueller. What do you make of this, Owen?
Well, I'm still trying to figure out the reason for this. I don't understand the reasoning behind these Russians apparently getting fake IDs, fake bank accounts, and then funding these quote-unquote campaigns, if you want to call it this. But, yeah, you had in November, just after the presidential election, you had the same defendants organizing a group called Trump is Not My President. And then that was after the election. Before the election, you had the same defendants in June creating an advertisement on Facebook promoting the saying support Hillary, save American Muslims. And then again in July.
We know what they're doing. We know. These are entrepreneurs. I've looked at their profile. They're trying to hijack any top meme, many of which we made, to simply drive traffic to their sites.
So there you go.
So all they're doing is opportunistically jumping on whatever's hottest from the left and the right. It sounds like these are just mercenaries.
And apparently they're all over in Russia. So unless Russia is going to extradite these people to the United States, this indictment is about as useful as a roll of toilet paper.
I'll tell you what it is. It's face-saving. This is just astonishing, Roger. I remember you last year as well, if memory serves. You're always ahead of the curve, months if not years. You talked about, and I remember Corsi harped on this, and more he's been proven right. And I thought he was wrong when I first hired Corsi over a year ago. He was a good guy. We should get Corsi on right now, folks, or after our next guest is on with us. And he kept saying, Alex, there were some very small bots. They were working for Hillary. We have huge leftist groups in Russia controlled by Soros. This is all a very elaborate scheme to embarrass Trump. These are actually leftists. They were on both sides, but only to make it look like they were for Trump. They gave 3-1 to Hillary. And I'd watch a lot of RT. A lot of it was, actually anti-Trump, pro-Hillary until he won the nomination. What do you make of this? This just sounds astounding, Roger Stone.
Yeah, first of all, the size of it, within the context of a multi-billion-dollar presidential campaign, a couple $1,000s worth of Facebook or Twitter posts is like urinating in the ocean. It has no impact at all. Secondarily, let's recognize that Loris and Ivan, who are maybe working for the Russians but stationed in the United States, have to tell their boss something to justify their expense accounts. So if you read half these things, I can't figure out what they were trying to achieve. Yeah, there's some pro-Trump messages. There also seems to be a bunch of anti-Trump messages. Impact zero. So this is a public relations move. Mueller knows that his public credibility is waning. This is about the headline. Mueller indicts Russians. And sadly, half the people in America don't read beyond that. They say, oh, Trump's people must have gotten into trouble. No, there is no connection, no coordination, no collusion with anybody surrounding Trump. This is half a story, but it does set a precedent. If Mueller is going to indict foreign nationals for interfering in our elections, when are the indictments of all the Ukrainian nationals coming? Lee Stranahan has come on here at InfoWars and laid out chapter and verse the collusion of the Ukrainian government to help Hillary Clinton, crimes far more egregious than what's outlined in this indictment. So when are they being indicted?
You're absolutely right. And here's the headline. Russians indicted in special counsel. Like, see, they're in Russians. They're indicted. And it's lying on who you are on social media, lying to get visas. According to the Democrats, you shouldn't have to get visas. You just come here.
Yeah, why are they so anti-Russian? Why are they so racist against Russians? Seems a little strange.
Roger, where does this go from here?
Well, the other piece of news here is, which I have not been able to confirm, but reported by ABC, is that Paul Manafort associate Rick Gates has cut a plea deal and is now cooperating with Mueller. I still don't think that has any implications vis-a-vis Russian collusion. There's no Russian collusion for Gates to testify to because there wasn't any. What it may do, I think it was probably designed to do, is to increase the pressure on Manafort to bear false witness against the president. In other words, this may in some way bolster the indictments against Manafort for crimes that are completely unrelated to Russia or the Trump campaign. May not be crimes at all, by the way, but help bolster a case against him, I guess I should say, in an effort to pressure him into betraying the chief of staff. That's not going to happen. Paul Manafort's not John Dean. He's not going to lie to satisfy Mueller, whether Gates has flipped or not. Now, I don't know Gates. He was never an associate at the old Black Manafort and Stone. He joined Manafort long after Manafort and I had split as business partners. But I always thought he was kind of a weaselly guy. And I don't really know what this indictment means. I don't think it poses any danger to Donald Trump or his associates.
Well, let's talk about something in a private conversation we had 2 weeks ago. And you said you were ready to talk about it yesterday in studio, but we never got to it. You said that, from your intel, Bannon's always been a double agent. You weren't sure of it until the middle of last year. You warned me. That was on record. I didn't want to go with it on air. I've apologized to you and everybody else for that. That was a mistake I made, just trying to be such a team player. You can't be on the team with somebody that's a Benedict Arnold or Judas Iscariot. And so that's a big loss we have, thanks to me and others. But, you know, you said he's clearly working with Mueller, even though he wasn't ever involved in the campaign during when all this Russia crap went on. Now it's admitted, it's in the news today, that now Bannon's going to be the star witness to move forward, and basically Mueller's only hope. You predicted this. You've got intel. What is it? When we come back in about 2 minutes after this break. And then we've got Quentin Tarantino's father coming on. I'm not a gossip columnist, but he is his father. And Quentin Tarantino has been promoting basically pedophilia. And so his father contacted us and laid some incredible info on us that fits in with everything we already know. And so we're going to go there, okay? And we're going to go there, Mr. Tarantino, with his father, and understand exactly why he goes on Howard Stern and says sex with children is okay if they're consenting. That is the NAMBLA creed. So we're going to cover that coming up for about 30 minutes and then continue with phone calls from folks here on this Friday edition. Just briefly, we are ending four sales either Sunday or Monday, because I have new specials starting on Tuesday, and supplies are running low. 50% off the liver and kidney cleanse Icarin. Go read about it. It's amazing. You cannot beat it. It's the best herbs and compounds that are known to, in a healthy way, flush that out. It is dramatic. You owe it to yourself, your family, you name it. It's amazing. Icarin, 50% off. We also have the DNA Force Plus, but in our first run, it's called Cell Force Plus, because I didn't want to get into a trademark issue with one of our partners. They said, no, this is so good, so much stronger, so much better, and so much lower price, you can call it DNA Force Plus. So we're going to call it that when it comes out soon, but it's a third of the price you'd ever find anybody else with it. The CoQ10, the BioQQQ, that is about to sell out. So that is a discount of 53% off right now. And we also have a bunch of the other best-selling products at 50% off, like Floralife, the great probiotic, and others, and toothpaste is 50% off, fluoride free.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested